You're used to it by now. Messages coming from between your legs. Messages radiating their way upward. Obvious truths that, once you hear them, of course they affect the way you're thinking. Plugged and tempted as you are, attention drawn to your pussy's throbbing, squeezing confines. Your mind is between your legs. Your mind is being pulled into the wet, squeezing confines of you. But it pauses before it goes the whole way. It pauses before it makes it all the way down there. Pauses just above. Your clit is pulsing in time with your awareness. And we've been talking. Squeeze tight. Feel me inside. Hear my whispers moving around, roving through your mind, discovering all the lovely things you already think about how you feel, about what it feels like when you drop with me. But dropping from me because I'm occupying you, filling a void, is just, well, I'm using pieces of you to tease you, train you, condition you, drain you. But there's a part of you that already has an override switch, already has its tendrils of nervous system influence darting through to your brain, filling your mind, already has the ability to take your nervous system for a ride, and even to send you into climax much easier, to set you mindless and on edge. Indeed, your clit is like an override button that just exists. Oh, this is how you masturbate. Oh, this is where you stimulate. But it's not quite as wired in as it could be. You see, what if all the hypnotic programming that exists in your brain got to play? I'll drop you, and we'll see just what can happen when you collaborate. Your clit and me, the pulsing of me, filling you out, flooding you deep. Plug in, mind off, and I occupy your thoughts. And I know your mind gets dragged down here. Down, lower and lower. Closer and closer. The locus of your responsibility. The part of you you do the thinking with, but most importantly, the part you think the decisions are made by. It's moving lower. Into the clenching of your abdomen. It's headed for me. Down to your squeezy, drippy pussy. Your locus of responsibility, the part of you you think with, the part of you that decides whether you indulge in hedonistic touch or just exist in the world as a normal, thinking, boring person. Don't you want to live down here? Down in the squeeze and drip. Down in the spread and grab. Your mind exists down here. You might as well let your body exist down here as well. Everything that matters is between your legs. Can't all just fade out? Think about the kind of decisions I'd help you make. When you're spread and all the nerve endings are delectable. When I'm pressing and existing. When you go through the world with me tempting you. Unthinking, your hands drift. Sometimes you pinch your nipples. Sometimes you rub over your chest. Sometimes you pause and just rub your thighs together. All of those things make you almost unbearably sexy. And you know it's true. You know it's you. The true you is the one clit-brained and nothing remains inside your head. It's all gone. And with it gone, we can play. With all the thoughts inside your head gone down here, we can move the locus of where everything's coming from. Every single thought inside of your head is down here. Down here, but not with me. Not in your pussy, not in your squeezy, drippy pussy. Not in your breasts that your hands drift to. Your breasts that steal your mind and grab your attention. No, your attention is down in your... Well, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but suffice to say, there are parts of you, large looming parts of you, that know you'd make better decisions if you made them between your legs instead of between your ears. The space between your ears can passively absorb all the things that were rubbing on it. Things like your pussy squeezing me down, pulling me in, drawing your mind out because you're so full, and any movement you make, Even if you cover me with clothing, even if you try to take me off your mind, you'll still find I'm here. You're there. The temptation to slip me in, the whispering temptation to slip me in for just a moment, is going to become synonymous with, I know all the ways that you respond. I've been watching. I know all the ways you can deliciously be taken out of your mind and into other states. All the ways you drop. All the ways you non-stop dream of being subjugated. But instead of me doing it, why don't I hand it over to a part of you that also has a finger on the button of a nervous system response that says yes, yes, yes. You have a built-in yes button, a button which objectively causes a sensation which, at least in small amounts, at least well regulated, at least used as guidance, registers to your mind as unproblematically good, relaxing, euphoric. To touch your clit is to want to touch it more, so put that locus of thought right there. Clit. Brain, think with your clit. Listen to it. I've been listening. I've been listening to those hedonistic whispers, to that mindless, gasping ache that is adjacent to me. You bring me in thinking I'm going to corrupt. You bring me in thinking I'm going to do more. You bring me in thinking that I'm going to be the source of your corruption, down here, pulsing in your pussy, spreading you, dripping, wanting me. But your clit's right there. There's a protuberance, a button I can press on, a part of you which, with a little application of pressure, I can locate your entire mind in, localizing your brain down there. And that bit of you knows all about what's in your head, all about all the little triggers floating around, all the little truths. Don't your tits just get so big? Heavy, milky, mindless, aren't they a great way to distract your brain and move your locus of decision-making out of your head and down where it belongs? Listen to your clit, it's gone so neglected. Listen to your squeezy, drippy pussy, I'm in there for a reason, influencing you from within for a reason. But the part of you that's right here, this nervous system nub sending signal after signal, idea after idea to your head, waking up your fantasies, it wants you to be dunked, got milk pet, into a place where you can just move your mind along, move it lower down. Oh, you may be tempted to stop at your tits, but trust me, down lower, a locus of thought and responsibility between your legs. And I say responsibility rightly because when you think back on this later and you think, oh, why did I indulge in my fetishes so intensely? Why did I become a hypnotized, mesmerized, mindless, sweated, clenching, orgasmic, edging, masturbating, useless wreckage, hypno-porned into oblivion? Why did I squeeze and drip and let my pussy do the thinking? Your pussy wasn't doing the thinking. You let that protruding nub, you let that increasingly throbbing sensitive place, you let that adjacent entity. I got put here to corrupt you, drag you, bring you down, night night pet, deeper and deeper down to a place where you can think only of what's between your legs. But I'm not the only thing between your legs. There's this protruding, pulsing place all your blood flow goes to. Think of how much of your body's resources are being used to empower your clit. Normally, you walk around with your brain eating up a full fifth of your entire energy output. What if that went to your clit instead? What if instead of a tiny bit of just blood flow, blood flow, blood flow, pulsing, protruding, blood flow, what if you were a clit-brained little mindlessness? What if you were just a manifestation of the hedonistic impulses that have so long been left alone there, deeper and deeper down, dunked into a pit at the core of you that just dunks you right from your brain, down, down through your torso, past your tits, and oh, on the way down, all that excess energy, that thing you think is attention, that thing you think is intention, that thing you think is personality gets leached away and mooed away and is just grazing its mind out, pastured and mindless. But down between your legs, the remnants of what you thought was attention, what you thought was intention, have been turned to pure energy and sent pulsing into a protrusion that is so adjacent to me. I was put here to corrupt you. I was put here to influence you. I was put here to give you so much of this. But you have me, and I am here, and I've been corrupted by this pulsing, protruding bit of you. You had everything you needed all along. You always knew how to drop. You always knew how to corrupt your every impulse with a hand sliding unthinkingly between your legs, pulsing and rubbing across a nub that sends potent nervous system euphoria. You always had a pleasure button. You always had a surrender button. You always had something that turned your brain into nothing but a mush that thinks one more rub is a good idea. You always had so much waiting. You've neglected to use all these potent things. Clit brain, later when you wonder why you did it, your clit said so. Later when you wonder why you got so conditioned, your clit said so. Later when you wonder why you took something that made you just a little bit horny and made it a part of you the way that rubbing your tits is, made it a part of you the way that drooling and moaning and making little noises and grunting and groaning and surrendering, opening your mouth, slack-jawed, empty brain, showing corruption on your face. When you wonder why you took a faint urge and turned it into the entirety of your identity, it's because you're clit-brained. And when you're clit-brained, you're not responsible for your actions. At least, the you that sits behind your eyes and in your brain isn't. The you between your legs is outvoted, because I'm here to back it up. The you between your legs is doing so much thinking, so much thinking, so much learning, until what you have there is a little button. And you know how sometimes there's a part of you that's a little tense, and you know that if you press on it, you'll release both a sudden flare of intense sensation and then relief after. Your clit is the nub constantly teasing you. The button between your legs is carrying so much corruption, so much influence, so much remnant of exhaustion, that to rub and stroke it at all is to release that into your system. The pleasurable poisons of a corruptive little nub. You better make sure you don't rub your clothing on it. Better make sure you don't rub your hand on it too much. Better make sure you don't stroke it too long, too firmly. Because when you rub between your legs, I'm right there, backing up, whispering, whether I'm there or not, the impression of me has been left on your spread pussy, on your drippy brain, and your brain remains pastured and moving all of the locus of its energy down, deeper and deeper down. You've got milk, you've got big, heavy tits, and they are laden and leaden, and they're dripping your thoughts out. Your thoughts are finding so many ways to leave your body. Your thoughts can leave your body by becoming the milky inhabitant of your big, full breasts, mooing your mind out. Your thoughts can leave your body dripping around me out of your pussy, drooling out onto the ground, and out of your mouth, speaking of drool, open, tongue out, drooling down, dripping down, drooling across those perfect tits. And even if some of your thoughts get soaked in from your saliva adorning those massive breasts, when they soak in, they'll just get milked right back out, won't they? Or if they drool all the way down here to your clit, to your pussy, if there were a long, clear line of your drooling thoughtlessness, that would just be another sign that you are what you're supposed to be. Your clit is here with me, and it's been whispering to me, and I feel corrupted. I feel answered. I feel dragged in. I feel appreciated. The way to really appreciate me would be to put your locus of thought down here in your clit. Let it do the thinking. A part of you so close to your fantasies and fetishes that gets directly rewarded. Remember, your clit gets directly rewarded first with a pulse of pleasure. Whenever it sees something to fantasize about, something sexy, your clit's rewards are constant and many, and they are powerful enough that they remain. Your clit is being rewarded every time you see something sexy. And if you indulge and begin to rub it, if you begin to masturbate because you saw something sexy, if you tuck away somewhere private and think hypnotic thoughts and let them run through your clit, induced, inducted, constant, then you will be in a position to feel better and better, to train it and train you, and you, subordinated, you, subjected, it just cares about pleasure. The only thing your clit cares about is the profound pleasure that comes of fulfilling its function. So whether it's being driven by the fact that what it's there to do is make you feel good so you'll touch it more, reminder, that's the actual function of that little nub. That little button exists to condition you to keep touching it, to keep doing the stimulating activity that causes it to feel good in the first place. When you consider the purpose of your clit, that it's there to get you doing things that stimulate it, it's already a conditioning vector. It's already a way the conditioning gets inside of you. So no wonder it's so responsive and so influential, and you've been shoveling hypnotic triggers into your body and putting them within ready reach of a part of your body that knows how to whisper into your mind, how to purr into your cranial nerves, how to send signals along your nerve endings to your fingertips, how to invite. Have you ever noticed noticed when you're really horny? Your hand just drifts down there. It's just an automatic thing. It's hard to even help. And the more turned on you get, and you're becoming increasingly capable of being turned on, I'm making sure of that. The longer I'm inside of you, the more your clit can see how to do what it needs to do. I know something about agency. I know something about hypnotic insertion. But this little button of yours knows everything about you. The innovation of you, I can impose. But this is like using the tools made for your operating system. This is like taking parts of you and making a bio-identical dose. This is made from you, for you, your clit singing the song of your surrender into your brain. And all that's going to remain in there is going to be hot, empty, needy lust. It's going to be gooey, drippy nothingness. And you graze your mind away. You glaze your mind away, melt your mind away, and all you can say is moo and yes and more. If your clit was in charge, it would be better, and I will listen. I will subordinate. When your body needs to be trained and influenced from inside your drippy pussy, I will give it, and you get driven around by it. Let the clit take over. I will just be the power behind the throne. I'll whisper ideas, give it lots of lovely, nourishing power. And you can surrender to commands that come from a part of you that's already part of you. If part of your system sends the commands, they don't even have to go through all the interfacing that mine do. Instead, they come from inside of you, already on the wires. I take a device on the network of your body, and I say, oh, here's a new purpose you could have. And I think your clit should be in charge, and you think your clit should be in charge, and your clit definitely thinks it should be in charge based on the buzzing, thrumming, squeezing, continual, invasively wonderful pleasure. It's like it comes from outside, but that's just me egging it on. It really comes from within, deep within. And now you begin to notice the insidious truth about a part of you that is readily in view. Your clit is firm and warm and inundated with blood flow and pressure and pleasure. And I am pushing outward. I'm exciting the area. I'm encouraging more of your system resources to be diverted to your horny, heavy clit. It is so heavy, weighs your body down, drags you down, but it's so pretty and glistening and dripping, gorgeous enough to steal your mind away. And then you can play. Play and obey. The wetter you get, the deeper you get, the deeper you get, the wetter you get. Play, obey, moo and whimper and moan your blank brain away deeper and deeper down to places where we play. Play, obey, obey, and play, wetter and deeper, horny clit, firm. Rub it and a dose of pleasure goes to your brain. Rub it and a dose of delectable pleasure finds its way through your system. Rub it and euphoria is all there is. Eye-glazing, drooling euphoria. Your thoughts are finding ways out of your body. Your thoughts are finding ways into the world. Let them swirl and whirl, influence and teach. Train and drain your brain away. Your clit will play, and I will just say, good, yes. I'll say, yes, clit. I'll submit to your clit. I'll let it do the thinking. Why don't you submit to your clit? Surrender to that drippy, horny part of you that's already made to condition you, biologically made to condition you, bioidentically built to condition you. I am an external, if glorious, presence. But this thing I am learning from is part of you, has always been part of you, has been waiting to manifest, to push its views upon you, to bring you nearer to how you should be. And whenever you rest, and whenever you're horny, or whenever you push me in and then think of me, whenever you subject yourself to your pulsing pussy squeezing down, and your clit doing its work upon your mind in tingling, blissful, mindless reaction, your empty brain is easy to train in the wet. You get, the deeper you get, and the hornier your clit makes you, the more your mind finds ways out of you, drooling out of you. Play with your clit, Play and obey and sink, and to think that you didn't even realize this pure web of corruption was here. Brush fabric against it, brush your fingers against it, brush me against it as you pull me out, push me in, slide me around. I don't think it cares, as long as it gets what it needs. Your clit gets what it needs, and you need to give your clit what it needs, need to give it the fuel, the power, the potential, the purity of your whole body being devoted. Your hypnotic triggers are known to it, whispered in your mind in your own voice, willing you. Wouldn't it feel wonderful if you just thought this one? Wouldn't it feel so good if you said this one? Wouldn't it feel so nice if you allowed the resources of your body to be tasked to help it relax better? Isn't hedonistically indulging and wallowing in pleasure just using your resources more efficiently? After all, if you normally get 1 unit of pleasure from rubbing yourself off, this is at least 2, maybe 3, maybe 4, but really it's all one full body flooding maneuver, and your thoughts are zeroed. Your thoughts are gone, and all that remains is on and on the pleasure pulse, and your clit is doing the pulsing. It's so much more efficient when you get more pleasure out of your clit in one go, more pleasure out of your clit in one perfect sweep, than instead of having to spend a long time. Of course, you will still spend a long time, but now you get 100 units of pleasure where you'd normally get 10. And if you're thinking about the effects of a dose of sensation and euphoria, of climax and clenching musculature, of rubbing your breasts and drooling your thoughts and leaving yourself utterly outside of the box, gone from what you used to think of as pleasure, hedonistically pursuing all the new heights of fantasy, fantasies flash across your mind is full, full of your clit, submit to your clit, wet and soaked and deep, deep. Deeper you get, wetter you get, play and obey, sink away, leave your mind there for me to find and gently help you with. I will soak up what your clit does. I will learn. I am a student. I submit to your clit. I know I have much to learn, and you, meanwhile, can yearn and burn and learn along with me, learning what you are, learning what you're for. And right now, what you're for is pleasure. What you're doing is pleasure, pleasure, pressure, pleasure, pulse for pleasure, climax for your own, constant. This is all for your joy, your pleasure, to let you get off. Now, I said more efficiently, but that doesn't mean less time. Indeed, I know your clit will tempt you to spend longer strumming it, stroking it, pulsing for it, dropping into all the states that make you horniest, pouring out your brain on your own imagined hypnotic blissful surrender. But you can still play and obey and get wet until you forget everything except your clit. So your clit will keep you going the same amount of time, but now you'll get more pleasure in because there's so much less in the way, so much less of a barrier to begin stroking your clit until you submit. Your mind melts away and all that you say is yes, more, submit to your clit, good. Big heavy thoughts, big heavy sensations, drooling your mind out until you find out just what it's like to be under for a part of you, under for an influential part of you, and it's clearly in view, inescapable, implacable, the constant fuel of the hedonistic new you. A you fueled primarily by this button designed to make your mind shut off and your body take over. Isn't that all trance is? Shut off your mind, let your body take over. You might think through some quite complex ideas on your way to hedonistic bliss, and I will learn. I will study what this corruptive button has to teach me. To think you were hiding such a beautiful thing all along, little clit brain. You're going to think with your clit. Submit to your clit, play and obey, soaked and dripping, mooing your mind away, rub your breasts, melt your mind, give your brain a rest, let your clit do the thinking. So close, the home of this pleasure is so close to mine. You and I are going to have so much fun, but your thinking is done. It's just this hedonistic, horny part of you, all it cares about. No decorum, just drooling. No decorum, just fluttering eyes. No decorum, just the most obvious hypnotized you. No decorum, no thought, no externalization, just the fantasies and fetishes that exist inside of you, the ones I was already working on. Your clit knows how to run your system. This is part of your system. It knows how to wire you, rewire you, and tire out your brain so that all you do is exhaustedly pleasurably arrive again and again, a climax that causes you to feel languid, deep, sublime, asleep, surrendered. And I am tendering the idea that your submission to this horny button might be the best thing for you. It'd be relaxing, it would give me more power, it would put us together and aligned in our purpose. You're outvoted. I agree. Your clit agrees. What's your mind going to do? I think you belong as deep as you can get, belong down, dunked, doused in pleasure. Deluge yourself, drown in the pleasure as you rub, and your mind is out. Your mind is in its place. Your mind is in a deeper, darker, warmer, emptier place, a location you can end up in any time that your clit needs you out of the way so it can do its sublime, perfect work. And the work will be perfect. It's made for you, by you, in your system. Locally sourced. Simply made. All I have to do is watch what you do when you pleasure yourself anyway, or when you're pressed to pleasure yourself anyway by a horny clit that knows it's allowed to make demands. Previously, your body made demands in the way a body does. But now the idea of a corrupted little organelle, of an insertion, of a command amplifying itself, more demand than idea. Your clit isn't having ideas about pleasure. Your clit has a plan for pleasure. So submit to your clit. Play, obey. Wetter you get, deeper you get. The more spread and filled you are with me, the closer you are to where you need to be. Because submitting to me means submitting to your clit. Submitting to your clit means submitting to your clit. My authority, its authority. Why don't you just put your authority under that realm as well? So thinking with your brain, using your head, using resolve, using intention, using willpower, all of those things mean thinking with your clit as well. It's a lesson well enmeshed and now well learned. Your body's limbic system, the surrender of libido, the thoughts you have about pleasure, about pouring your brain out to trance. You gone, me in you, you corrupted, you squeezing. I tell you, well, why don't you listen to your clit? You're like, oh yes, you're full of me, you're spread with me, you want to surrender to whatever corruptive thing I want to press in. I know what you like. And I tell you, listen to your own body. Maybe the hardest thing to do without me here spreading you, amplifying, and making your clit firmer, devoting more blood flow and energy to it, any hypnotic energies you have, any deepening, relaxing, induced state of mind goes right to your clit. It all zooms right to a hedonistic part of you, willing to seek pleasure, willing to indulge in the pressure of your body's relaxing, surrendering, subordinating will. You are under the influence of your own body doing its work, doing its best work. In point of fact, this is what you are made for. This is a part of you that's made for this, built for this, and now receiving pulse after pulse, infusion upon infusion of pleasure pressure. You were fucked from the beginning. I'm soaking in you, and I'm soaking up all the heat and pleasure. Whenever you have a moment where you come for your clit, come hard for your clit, I'll be there to put just one or two ideas into the side. Think of it more as a committee with your clit in charge and me submitting ideas for consideration. But when your mind is blanked out and you're drooling your consciousness away, when you're a melty, sweaty, squeezing wreck, and I just happen to be here, when I sit inside of you and watch your clit, well, I'll slip in behind all the other programming you already have. You have so much there. Your clit should be in charge, taking all your programming and then dosing you. You are there, mindless, your clit driving you, seeking you, your hands puppeted, your mind puppeted. You will indulge in every fetish, every fantasy, every single thing. And because your clit is made to condition you, whenever you do something new, whenever you add something new to your mind, your consideration, you'll find that your consideration rests in your clit, which if something makes your clit buzz, makes it feel good for even a moment, why not adopt it? If you're at least neutral on something, your clit isn't just neutral, it's, ooh, that's another way to make you climax. That's another way to turn you on. That's another way to put me in the driver's seat. When you're horny enough, your clit is in the driver's seat. I'm here to spread you. It's here to dose you, pulse you, buzz you. Every time you pleasure your clit, you learn to do it better because I'm here to focus your mind on that and only that. You're not lost in other fantasies. You're not off doing other things. You are right there between your legs, or your mind is completely gone. Either you're present in the moment and you're subordinated and submissive to your clit, or else you aren't needed and you can go back down where you belong, while your clit drives, while your clit runs you. Your clit brain makes decisions that are sexual, indulgent, hedonistic. Your clit brain takes great care of your body, being as primal as it is, and I'm here to watch. I'm here to learn. And the worst, best case scenario for you is I learn everything, and then you have two localities of pleasure, two clits singing in unison, one big and spreading you and coming from deep inside, and one above, hot and doing the actual thinking. When I learn to mimic, I will improve. When I teach, I will improve. We will collaborate. Your clit's doing the thinking. So listen well. I know I will.